seems like forever instead of just a week since I was here in the studio, but it was a busy, busy couple of weeks over Thanksgiving. Good soggy afternoon to you. But you know what's outside is one of those days, thanks to Gore-Tex or whatever kind of waterproof clothing you have, that I love to be out in the woods. I don't know, be it back to my childhood when we couldn't stay inside, even if it was raining or whatever. But a day like today, I love to be in the woods. And I think the only thing that would make a day any better would be if that out there was snow. Snow in the southern woods is just, well, everything's so quiet. It's like you're in church or something. It's really neat. But anyway, welcome to another Saturday of Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz, and I, like I said before, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, especially a safe one. I spent a lot of time outside, and I trust you got out there too. I had to go meet my wife earlier, and I picked up a hitchhiker, and you spent a good bit of time outside with me over Thanksgiving, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And we had a really good time. So Taylor's here with me. We duck hunted, and we went outside and worked outside and had a good time. And I'll say a little bit more about the duck hunt if I have time here later on the show. It's after Thanksgiving. That means you can talk about Christmas around my house and here on Woods and Water, South Carolina. And we're in the Christmas spirit, which means I've got stuff to give away. Today, now you'll have to wait until you hear me ask you to call in, but today I have a Swiss Army knife. It's a climber model, has like 8 or 9 little blades and scissors and screwdrivers and corkscrews. It's about $40 knife, but it's for someone under the age of 15. Judd Martin up at Plaza Coins and Knives gave it to me yesterday, and he said, look, he said, I want you to give something away on your show. He said, but make it for somebody under, you know, a kid's age. So if you want to give it as a present, I guess I have to take your word for it, or you can call in after Christmas with the kid and confirm it. I don't care. But anyway, that's for a kid. So when that one comes up, please make sure you're kind of being straight with me. I also have a pair of Typhoon sunglasses, compliments of the FLW tour that I attended last August. Well, I don't have the sunglasses. I have a card that allows me to order any pair of Typhoon sunglasses I want. So if you've never looked at Typhoon sunglasses, go to the website. I think I can get every model on there except for the prescription ones. Find the model you want. I'll probably do that one around 3:35 when we come out of that second break into the third segment. Be ready and get yourself a pair of sunglasses. Let's see. As always, you can tune into this show right here on your 94.5 on your dial. Download the free Conservative Talk 94.5 WGTK app or go to the station website, Conservative Talk 94.5. Click the Listen Live link on the right-hand side of the page. You can find this show with the weekly calendar of events, pictures, videos, and whatever else I put up there on Facebook at facebook.com/woodsandwatersc. I'm on Instagram at #woodsandwatersc radio. And I put up quite a few pictures of our duck hunting excursion over the last few days up on Instagram. And you can listen to, you can see that more and listen to the weekly podcast on the website, woodsandwatersc.com. The numbers to call on the show today, 235-9405. If you're around the area, if you're outside, it's 877-235-9405. Like I said, I don't know about you, but mine was a Thanksgiving to remember. Yes, I did like all the eating I could fit in, had great times with both mine and my wife's family. And speaking of my wife, yesterday was our 22nd wedding anniversary. And where was I yesterday? Had a meeting yesterday morning, was up at the Western North Carolina Fly Fishing Expo yesterday afternoon, spent yesterday evening in the deer stand. I did have Taylor with me. Had a good time yesterday?
I did, yes. Yep.
So I was doing her a favor by taking Taylor so she could get some other stuff done, like buying a new dishwasher. You know, I did not come home with a $1,400 bamboo fly rod that I was drooling over. I did not see any deer from the deer stand last night, so I guess I got what I deserved for not taking her out on her anniversary. So I just wanted to say happy anniversary to her. I bet she'd call in.
Probably.
She's listening. You ask her to call in.
Okay, Mom, you can call in whenever you want.
Probably what everybody wants to know is, and I don't want to know why you put up with me, but how do you put up with me? And I think I know the answer. We'll see if she calls in or not. She may not. But I bet 22 years ago when we started dating, it never crossed her mind she'd be listening to me wish her a happy anniversary on the radio. But she is. She's an incredible wife, mother, friend, partner, and, of course, ever willing to put the boot in my backside, which is usually the easiest way to get my attention. So, and before everybody starts feeling sorry for her, I'm going to take her out for a date night. Maybe not tonight, because, like I said, she got a new dishwasher, and I'm going to be installing it tonight. But I'll take her out there, and, you know, I'll make her feel special. Let's see, where was it? Thanksgiving 15. Oh, yeah. Did some deer hunting. I still haven't put anything in the freezer. In fact, I had another run-in with a nice 8-point yesterday morning. But I made a pact, a promise to myself that I would only use my bow when I hunt these deer. And I had my rifle on him, crosshairs ready to pull the trigger. I felt like I was in one of those cartoons with the little, you know, the little devil on one shoulder shouting, shoot, 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 and the little angel on the other side, you know, what's your word worth? You know, that sort of thing. I enjoyed watching him run off because he was trailing a doe, knowing that, you know, there's always a chance I could see him again this year or one of his fawns next year. If you haven't seen the pictures on Facebook, haven't gotten them up on the website, they're coming. I had a couple of great, and I mean great, duck hunts over Thanksgiving. Talk a little bit more about them if I have time right now. Let's see what's on the calendar of events for this week. December the 9th, that's Tuesday, you've got the Christ Church and Greenville High School Ducks Unlimited Banquet. Starts at 6 o'clock at the Heritage Funeral Home, 313 North Main Street in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Adult tickets, $35. Couples tickets, $45. The actual online ticket sales end, I think that says the 8th. So you can go get your tickets online for the Ducks Unlimited. Speaking of Ducks Unlimited, there's the bill to raise the duck stamp rate has passed both the House and Senate. Talk a little bit more about that later, too. Next on the calendar, a day in the life of a colonist. Life in the 17th century was different from today, but also similar. Find out how at a day in the life of the colonist. This living history event will showcase some of the professional trades that helped support the fledgling colony, as well as other daily life chores and activities that were essential to the survival and success of Charlestown. So this is at Charlestown Landing State Historic Site. That's in Charleston. It's December the 13th from 11 to 4. I know a lot of people be driving back and forth to the coast here. Great time to go fishing, see family, parties, oyster roasts. If you're down that way, it's from 11 to 4. Go see it. Take your kids. Very instructional. Very good thing for them to know in comparison to what we go through today at Christmas time. Historic Camden Revolutionary War Site. They're having their December Christmas, Colonial Christmas in Camden from 2 to 5 on the 13th. Man, no Santa, no Christmas tree. It's Discover the World of the 18th Century Yuletide Season. It's the Kershaw House will be decorated in period Christmas decorations. Guides will be in period clothing, and they'll share highly customs. Play colonial games, write with a quill pen, meet a militiaman, and sample delectable 18th century refreshments. Before you head back into the 21st century, be sure to visit other historic buildings. They've got a 10% discount on things in the gift shop. So, that's down in Camden, South Carolina. Another period. Uh-oh. The phone's ringing. And the name on the phone. Yeah, it could be. Oh, hello. Uh-oh. Dave just hung up on my wife. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I guess we're going to break early. I'm going to come back because, yes, my wife has called in. I'll see you on the other side. And welcome back to what may be the last day of Woods and Water, South Carolina. And the song. I'm sure he didn't pick that bumper music. And he did hang up on her. She's had to call back. Oh me. Well, let's get through the calendar right quick. I don't know. Is she there? Okay. I'd like to welcome my wife Debbie to the Woods and Water Airways, and I may live to regret this one.
Oh, you never know what's going to come up.
See, I knew if I had Taylor here, it might just be enough to get you to call in.
That's what it took.
That's what it took. It wouldn't do me any good to ask you. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it's been a good 22 years.
It has been. It's been an interesting 22 years.
Yes.
You know, most guys who, and this is for all you've got here who still believe in brownie points, I have no chance. How many years ago, Ben? 12 years ago, you stepped on one of my duck decoys and broke your ankle?
Yeah. You're still trying to get out of that one.
Yeah, I'll never get out of that one.
No.
I will continue to be in the hole, which allows me to do a lot more because I have no fear now. I won't ask you why you put up with me, because I really don't want to know the answer to that one. How do you put up with me? Just for any young women out there who are dating somebody like me, and they're wondering, okay, it's this way now. What's it going to be like in 22 years? And you know, so how do you put up with me?
I do. You know, just went into it eyes wide open. This is what makes you happy. This is what makes you tick. And just, you know, you got to be okay with it going in. And it really, it works out well. You know, you have your thing that you do. And when you go off, I go visit family or, you know, we do different things and then come back together and just talk about what's been going on. So it's worked out very, very well.
And I'd like to know, I at least try to take the kids with me as much as I can, right? And,
right.
And that helps out too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and Taylor, you said that's Jordan. Yeah, Jordan loved it when she was younger. And now you do your hiking thing with her.
Right.
She, of course, doesn't have as much time.
Right. Hopefully but, next year that'll change.
Yes. We'll just spend more time in Charleston.
That's right. We'll fish a lot more.
Yeah. And speaking of Charleston, there are times when we go, okay, girls, it's time for Daddy to take a trip.
Yeah.
That works out well for us, too.
Yeah, a good bit of separation sometimes is a good thing. Gives y'all a chance to breathe and me a chance to breathe, too, because I do get stressed out.
You do get stressed, yeah. With your work, yeah. But it's been good. And really, it's not bad at all. You know, some people go, how do you do it? Well, you know, it works. But I don't know how else to say it, but it works.
Do you get that question a lot?
I do, actually.
Do you?
I do.
I don't know whether I don't know whether to feel good about that or feel like a heel.
No. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I guess I'll leave it up to you whether you want to go out to eat tonight or have a new dishwasher installed.
I think I'm aiming for the dishwasher right now.
You think you're aiming for the dishwasher? See, that's what.
Yeah.
After 22 years, you can always go out to eat tomorrow night.
You can always go out to eat. That's exactly right.
The dishwasher, that's more important.
Right.
Well, thanks, sweetie. Thanks for putting up with me. I was going to say, I know how you'd put up with me. Because, I get no sympathy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's one of the big rules we have.
That's one of the big rules. Tell everybody the big rule around our house.
The big rule is, come hunting season, if you go out in the morning, if you go out in the rain, you come back sick, I don't want to hear it. That was your choice.
But, you know, what I have found over the years is that when one of the kids shares what they have with me, you always tell me it's because I was out hunting. I don't get a break when I get it because I'm just in contact with the kids or whatever. It's always lumped in with the hunting time. Is that just easier to do?
Most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. Because if they've already had it, I'm done with the sympathy thing anyway.
So, you know, you got to have a tail end, Charlie.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy anniversary. I'll see you in a little bit. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I figured that was the way it was. I'm the last one to get any sympathy around my house. Of course, you know, when you got to deal with two girls, and neither one of my girls are sick or are pleasant patients, let's put it that way. You can look at me like that. You're one of the worst ones.
I am not.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
I put up with it. Thank you very much.
No, you don't. You make everybody else put up with it right along with you. So after mommy has to go through you two, I understand. And I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. Grandmama made sure I could do that before she kicked me out of the house. Anyway, so that's how you do it. If you're thinking about it, hey, it is. It's what makes me tick. I don't know. Like I said, my mom tells me I have salt water running through my blood. I'm just that outdoor person. So anyway, thanks, sweetie. Okay. Back to regular show. That was easier than I thought it was. You have family. You just never know what's going to come out in the wash. So anyway, she was very generous with me and I appreciate that. God, 22 years. It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You hush. you've only got 10 under your belt. You can't remember but 6 of those. So you got a long way to go. Back to the calendar events. Family Fishing Clinic, Sesquicentennial State Park down in Columbia. Later on, next year, we're going to do a lot more with these family fishing clinics because they're going to be spread out across the state. When it gets cold like this, Columbia is one of the warmer spots in centrally located, and that's where DNR does a lot of their wintertime fishing clinics. But December the 14th, 1:30 to 4:30, you know, it just teaches you the basics of fishing. We've got a banquet coming up for us on the 18th that I'll be getting some more information on what's going on starting next year. Great time to spend as a family because you can take your kids and learn right along with them. That's Family Fishing Clinic down at Sesquicentennial State Park in Columbia, December the 14th. Working for Wildlife Days. Now, this is one of those places that I just have an attachment to going back to the days when I used to bird hunt. But this is calling all volunteers, the workday schedule for the Carolina Sandhills National Wildlife Refuge. If you don't know where the Sandhills are, they're over near Magby, South Carolina, which is, 2.5-3 hours maybe. When we used to bird hunt it, it was still probably an hour and a half from Chester, maybe 2 hours. Just a great place. Pine cones. I have never seen pine cones that big in my life. But anyway, just a great place. And like I said, that's where we used to go to bird hunt. Over there, they've got I can never remember the name of that place. It's something black, but we used to go there and where we had a horseback field trials with bird dogs. We'd ride horseback in the gallery and all that. It was really cool. They got a big place over there. Anyway, it's the annual work day, December the 14th, 2013. If your kid needs some community, credit for their college applications, this would be something you might want to check into. Plan to join us for a day of learning about the refuge wildlife. Performing physical activity, including protected red cockaded woodpecker trees, maintaining trails, installing trail signs, and building information kiosks. They ask you to wear field clothes and bring work gloves, drinks, and snacks. It's going to be 9 o'clock until noon. So just 3 hours over at the Carolina Sandhills. It's a 46,000 acre longleaf pine forest managed primarily for the woodpecker, a federally endangered species. Goes on, the ecosystem provides habitat for up to 190 species of birds, 42 species of mammals, 41 species of reptiles, and 25 species of amphibians. More than 800 species of plants have been identified on the refuge, including rare species of pitcher plants, Wells pixie moss, and the white wiki. I wonder who named that one. Anyway, if you want to contact somebody, the number is 803-609-4778 to volunteer. And I hope when these opportunities come up, you'll take advantage of it, especially when it's not in the area that you live in. Like this would expose you to a whole different ecosystem over there. Great place to be. Okay. Every year in the middle of December, you got the Geminids meteor shower. And this is, if you listen back a while, my brother was here. We talked about his kids going out in the backyard, laying down on the ground on the quilts, covering up the quilts, having hot chocolate and watching the stars. And this is one of the best of the year. It's December the 13th and 14th. Actually, it starts a lot earlier, but the peak of the Geminids meteor shower is December 13th and 14th. A third quarter moon, I looked at it, it's like a 50% illumination, and I think it comes up around midnight. So it might hamper you a little bit, but they're saying this year you could have around 120 meteors per hour at its peak, which is a lot. So, I mean, even if it does shower out some, a lot of these are so bright that you can't miss seeing them. It's always a fun time for us. We go out and lay on the on the front porch, because you can't sit down and look up. Your neck will get a real big cramp in it. So the best thing is to lay down. You don't need anything to watch it. No binoculars or anything. Just find you a dark space in the sky. And they're saying best time to view the Geminids, 9 p.m. So get out there and catch a meteor shower. Do it as a family. Go out and lay out in the backyard. Put you some quilts down. Get some hot chocolate. Watch some shooting stars. Always a fun time. Glendale Outdoor Leadership School had Jay Ellison on a few weeks ago talking about the Solo Certified Wilderness First Aid course. They're offering one the 13th and 14th. It's the ideal course for those who enjoy the outdoor adventures, as well as trip leaders who desire a basic level of first aid training for short trips with family, friends, and outdoor groups. The Solo curriculum meets ACA guidelines. It's a two-day course. You can add an optional CPR module to it. And the goals campus is over in Glendale, South Carolina, so real close. And, well, I tell you, when you look through some of this, it's a course I like. Anatomy of a Wilderness Crisis. You know, identifying things. And in these two-day courses, if you listen to Jay, he said they do a lot more hands-on with the course. In other words, you'll be carrying people around. You'll be setting fractures. A lot more hands-on on this two-day course, and it's a really good course. One of my favorites is Strains and Sprains. That's me. But anyway. And the last thing on the calendar for this week, Gun Show down in Columbia, South Carolina, December the 13th and the 14th. It's at the fairgrounds. I had a meeting with Captain Robert McCullough. What day was it? Tuesday in Columbia. He's with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. And he was telling me the fairgrounds is tearing down a few buildings and doing some renovations to others. So you might have a little bit of traffic flow problem or parking problem, but bear with them. But anyway, this is a gun show. This is 2 days. And if you remember, Square has quit accepting money at gun shows, so you might want to take cash or hope they have another credit card reader. And I will, as always, I'll be adding those to the calendar events, to the Facebook page. I'll have the event date, website linked, but please check these events a few days before you plan to go, just to make sure things haven't changed. And with that, we'll move on. Let's see, I've got some things to fill in here. We've got about a minute and a half. Let me find it here. Uh-oh. Lost it. Oh well. I was going to say there was a news story out. You know, we have E10, which is 10% ethanol, in gas now at the pumps, and you have to be really careful with older vehicles and with boat motors. Somehow or another, that stuff congeals into almost a jelly in your gas tank, get in your motor and all. Well, you know, we've got E15 coming out. And there was a story out there. There was a lawsuit actually brought to compel the government to, you know, do more studies on E15, or at least make sure it was always posted that it was E15 gas, because this is going to be more detrimental to outboard motors, two-cycle engines, that sort of thing. And, of course, some federal judge threw it out. So, it's coming. Be very careful. I saw another little blurb on the E15 that said Chicago was trying to mandate that stations carry E15. So, be careful when you go to get that gas. I know there's several stations in Greenville. You can actually go and Google ethanol-free gas stations or gas stations that carry only straight gas. Find those. That's where you want to get your boat gas at. There's the music. On the other side, we're going to have some fun stuff for Christmas for the outdoorsmen. So we'll see you on the other side of the break. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You're going to need these. The telephone number, 235-9405, 877-235-9405, because I've got a Swiss Army knife. It's a climber model, Mossy Oak breakup. If you're under 15 and you want it, you've got it. If you're a parent, you want to give it to your kid, you got it. If you're a grandparent, I encourage you to ask the parents first. don't just give it to them. That can create some strange things. You don't have to come on the air, but first caller to call in 235-9405, I've got a Swiss Army knife for you, and Merry Christmas. Christmas ideas, and I did this in a really, really scientific fashion here. I put up a question on Facebook and said, all right, we've all got more outdoor stuff than we have room to store it. That should make us all experts on what works and what doesn't, and those things you can't do without. So if you have one thing that anyone camping, hiking, fishing, hunting, or other outdoor sports would like to have, what should it be? And of course, I got some really good ones. You know, when you ask a question amongst friends, you do get some answers. A left-handed tent wrench. Very good. I don't even know what a left-handed tent wrench is. a tent big enough for two plus a motorcycle. Yeah, thank you for that one. A good Southern upbringing. Yeah, I like that one too. Let's see. A fish whistle. Or actually, he put it up here as a fush whistle. A good truck. Yeah, that's a little bit out of the range there at Destry. A four-wheeler. Yeah, if you got that much money, keep it going. A good friend, Brian, said up here, Remington 7mm Magnum and a case of shells I can eat forever. So, very good. And one of my writer friends set up here, a pencil. With that, I can write, draw, make a map, create a journal, compose my last will and testament. Oh, me. But you'd be surprised. A lot of the people coalesced around a couple of really good ideas. And the top answers was a multi-tool, like a Leatherman. You know, Leatherman being the generic like Coke is around the South. You know, I want a multi-tool. I want a Leatherman. Well, what kind of Leatherman do you want? Because there's lots of them out there. SOG, Victorinox, Buck Knives, Gerber, and more. But a Leatherman tool was like the number one answer, everybody said. And it makes sense if you think about it. If you've got a Leatherman, and I've got four of them. I've got a real Leatherman. I've got my father-in-law gave me a couple from a pack from, I think it was Home Depot or something, a small and large one. And then I have one by Buck. And you know, they're good. Leathermans, did you know they make 30 different ones? Just Leatherman Company makes 30 different models. By the way, congratulations, Tony from Taylor, South Carolina, picked up the knife. You can stop in at I'll leave it up at the front desk here at the station. You can stop in, pick it up anytime, and make sure they get your picture, please. 30 different kinds of multi-tools just by Leatherman. They run from $25 to $170. That means lots of choices, probably more than, you know, one or two models will probably make it easier to buy for someone. But like I said, there's other companies that make them out there. I've got four, you know, but who knows? Might need another one. The second best gift idea, a headlamp. And if... If there's been anybody out there who's tried to change a tire at night where you need light and your hands, a headlamp is just worth its weight in gold. And that was another really good one. I have never had to change my tire at night, luckily, yet. Knock on wood. I hope that's wood there, not metal. But night fishing. When I fish down at the coast at night, hitting those dock lights, I tell you, that headlamp is indispensable. Because you're sitting here trying to tie on a fly at night, and that headlamp just lets both hands free, which is great. Now, you know, Petzl is probably the best known. They offer about 20 models. Theirs range from $20 to $500 for the specialized headlamps, and most of them are $20 to $90 range. And there's others that make them out there. There's others models, too. There's one with multi-colored lights. You know, you might have a fluorescent white, an LED white, one of the two, a red and a green. And the red and green means you don't lose your night vision. You've got one. You've got a flashlight with red and green on it.
I do, yes.
You do. You brought a two-pack and you gave me one of them.
I did.
Thank you. So that's another really good one. You know, multicolored lights, the red and the green, and you can use them and they don't ruin your night vision. Let's see. Petzl, Princeton, Coleman, lots of them make them. I personal recommendation, because I have several things that are powered by CR123 batteries, stay with the double A's and triple A's. They last a whole lot longer, and they are a lot cheaper to maintain. And the last suggestion that got more than a few votes was a good windproof lighter. Now, I guess we could sit here and argue about the worth of a $20 to $30 windproof lighter over a $2 Bic, but situations are everything. If you're out there on a glacier, that $20 windproof lighter might make a big difference, whereas I'm up camping in the mountains, my $2 Bic will be fine. But a good lighter for fire. And if you read any survival guides at all, you know, fire is probably the number one thing next to water, next to shelter. And it's amazing. You know, fire is a survival tool. So a good man, some great ideas. And there were more. An EPIRB, you know, for you offshore guys. And I tell you, anymore, when you go off in the woods hunting and fishing, you know, you've got these little apps you can download that'll send people, but EPIRB spots, that sort of thing. If you're out, spend a lot of time in the woods, a good small folding handsaw, knife. Of course, knives come in there, but you know, which one is a myriad of whatever. A good bedroll, thermocell. That was another one that got several. If you don't know what thermocells are, it's just a mosquito box. It's got a little propane cylinder, some kind of little pad that's got a ferrum in it. And let me tell you what, they work. You deer hunt in the low country, even if you deer up here, but several times I've deer hunted in the low country, and you turn that thing on and you can see those mosquitoes coming, and they get 4 or 5 feet away from you and they just turn around and go the opposite direction. They work. So a thermocell, that would be a good one for anybody. That'd be a good one for your backyard, because they make the little ones that look like little lanterns, and you can use them in your backyard. Compasses. Jim Myers said, I can't read what he said. Let's see. Hot hands. That's another good one. Some for your feet too. There's another thermocell. Life straw. But the big three, a Leatherman tool. What was it? Leatherman tool, a headlamp, and a good lighter. Those are all good things for everybody to have, I think. And I could go on with my list. I'm, you know, good gracious, I've got so much stuff. But I got a couple of ideas from people. For the fly fishermen, I called up Scotty Davis at Low Country Fly Shop. I actually saw him last night at the Western North Carolina Expo, Fly Fishing Expo, and talked to him and Flood Tide Company. It's too bad that show ends at 4 o'clock today. I tell you to go up there tomorrow, because if you're a fly fisherman, it's a great place to go. They are having an iron fly tonight. And if you're not familiar with an iron fly, if you're a fly tire, you'll know what it means. They just give the fly tires so many materials, and they have to tie a fly with what they've got. So that's a good thing for you to do tonight. That's going to happen. It was at one of the breweries up in the Asheville area. Might want to give the expo a call and see if you can find it. Or go to Iron Fly. I bet if you Googled Iron Fly, Asheville, North Carolina, it would tell you where to go and what time. But anyway, Scotty said, for your fly fisherman, a fly box. I mean, you know, hey, spur the economy, buy a fly box. And what's every fly fisherman going to do? He's going to fill it up with flies. And if you want, and Scotty said, if you really want to make it nice, give him a fly box, fill it half full of clousers and the other half full of woolly boogers. And you pretty much catch everything that's out there. Quit laughing. I have too many fly boxes. Don't you say a word. For the hiker, a good walking stick. You know, I mean, yeah, you may not need it, but boy, when you need it to steady yourself from falling, it's a good thing. Or one even better, and this was the suggestion on the question I had on Facebook, is an Eno style hammock. They're $60 to $80. I know the local hiker over here in Spartanburg just got a big shipment of Eno hiker hammocks in. I will have one next year before I go to the mountains trout fishing, because I have an elk trip coming up in 2016, and I'm thinking one of the easiest ways to save weight is with a hammock. So I'm going to get one. But that's not too inexpensive a gift to give somebody that you know hikes that might like to try one. For the fisherman, a fillet knife, simply because you can't have too many fillet knives. I've got some I've never used. I've got a gift for being a best man. It's a beautiful fillet knife. I'm scared to use it. I don't want to mess it up. You know, a friend gave me a Cutco knife. That thing was scary sharp. It's somewhere in Valdez, Alaska. I haven't seen it since I got back. So somebody in Valdez has a Cutco fillet knife courtesy of some guy from South Carolina that he'll never know. That's one knife I will replace when I have a chance. So anyway, those are just some of the, I've got some more here. Break's coming up. I've got some more for hunters, somebody getting their first gun, and a kind of a family gift that I think every family ought to have one to use during the whole year. So anyway, hang with me through the break. I'll be back on the other side.
At Southern Fried Green Tomatoes, our customers often ask, what's the secret to your success? The answer is quality ingredients. While most restaurants have succumbed to the dollar menu, offering pre-cooked, frozen entrees, we've been making it fresh since 2006. Premium hand-cut meats, farm-fresh vegetables, and family recipes handed down through generations is what sets Southern Fried Green Tomatoes apart. Remember, seniors enjoy 20% off Tuesday and Thursday evenings, and kids eat free Monday and Wednesday night and all day Saturday.
And welcome back to the last segment of Woods and Water South Carolina for this Saturday. You're going to need the phone numbers again, 235-9405, 877-235-9405. I've got a coupon here for a free pair of Typhoon sunglasses. You look them up, tell me what kind you want. I'll order them for you. These are compliments of the FLW Cup that was here in August. They gave me a little card that's got a discount code. I get a free pair of Typhoon sunglasses. So somebody wants these. These are $60 to $90 sunglasses, good sunglasses. I just have enough sunglasses of my own, and, hey, stuff I don't need, you guys are going to get. So 235-9405, first caller, gets a pair of Typhoon sunglasses. Good luck. Back to what we were doing for Christmas ideas, one for the hunter, and this may be telling my age a little bit and how dedicated I am anymore, boot blankets. Now, there is nothing more annoying than cold feet. And here in South Carolina, I still use mine. Sorry, I give in and use them because cold feet are just aggravating. And even though I wear good boots, good quality wigwam socks, you know, I still get feet get cold sitting there for 2 or 3 hours in a tree stand. They're about $40. They fit over your boots and zip up the back, got a little drawstring, and it'll really keep your feet warm. You can even slide a little hot pad in there with them and keep them even more toasty. That's something that every hunter, you know, hey, I would appreciate them 10 years ago. I had to buy my own pair. A gift for someone getting their first gun. And this is an easy one. Earmuffs and safety glasses. Just, you know, that's an easy one. Glasses, you know, they can either do the plain safety lens, plain clear safety lens, or maybe the yellow or amber lenses. The yellow or amber just, they intensify the definition and that sort of thing. So that's an easy one. The earmuffs, there too. They can be just the plain type that muffle everything. More expensive brands in the $40 to $50 range have independent volume controls for left and right ear that allow you to carry on a regular conversation, but also shut down all the noise when you pull the trigger. So there you go. That's for pretty much everybody I know that's an outdoorsman. Kind of covers just one little thing that you might get them. I appreciate everybody that chimed in on my little scientific poll here. But if I had one suggestion of an outdoor gift that the whole family would use more than you think, it's a good pair of binoculars. You know, I say the family, but everybody, you know, hikers, hunters, campers, fishermen, everybody should have a good set of binoculars. And in fact, I would say next to a gun, the deer hunter should have a pair of binoculars because you never use your rifle scope to see what's moving in the woods. That's a cardinal rule of hunting. Our gun safety is never aim your gun at something you're not ready to shoot. So you're up there using your rifle scope to see what's moving around the woods. Let's put it this way. How would you like it if somebody was, if you were walking through the woods and somebody was looking through their rifle scope at you, trying to figure out what you were, knowing that it was sitting on top of a loaded barrel? So you use your binoculars to identify what you're gonna, what that movement is, and not your rifle. Anyway, that's my little spiel. But back to the family. You know, a squirrel eating a nut has a lot more of a wow factor when it's at 10 times magnification. Isn't that right, Taylor?
Yes.
I mean, we've sat in the deer stand many a time and watched squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're interesting little critters.
But it's also nerve-wracking because you got to stay super still. Otherwise, it's not barking again.
And they'll bust you. Yes, they will. They will. But it's a whole lot cooler to look at them through binoculars because it's like you're right there. So, anyway. Ah, there we go. Andy, congratulations. Andy from Greenville won the glasses. Andy, same thing for you. I tell you what, Andy, if you're still listening, if you would email me at roger@woodsandwatersc.com, just email me your contact information and which glasses you want. I will get those ordered for you. I wish I'd have told Dave that to begin with, but I didn't think about it. Oh, well, I'm sure, Andy, if you're listening, if not, call the station, and I'll leave a note for them that you need to get a hold of me, and I'll get back with you. So, congratulations. Merry Christmas to two people today. There'll be more the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned. I got some pretty good stuff coming up, at least I think, anyway. You know, squirrel eating a nut, the same can be said of birds. You know, you get a lot closer with a pair of binoculars you'll ever get. And you can do it from inside the house. That's the cool thing about it. You know, maybe grab a book on bird identification, a bird feeder to go along with the binoculars. The stars, the moon. You know, the sky's the limit when you've got something that can get you closer than you actually are. Keep them where everybody can grab them and look. You know, maybe that's the island in the kitchen or the end table in the den. You know, growing up, we always had a pair of binoculars at the farm. They stayed zipped up in a case, and you had to make sure you put them back in the case and hung them back up when you were done with them. But, you know, the things we saw from the kitchen window over the back pastures, just, you know. Anyway, just a few ideas. My recommendations, a pair of binoculars. You've got all the others. I hope you have a good time this Christmas. Remember, if you don't know what to get, you can always pick out a gift certificate. And remember, when you shop this Christmas, shop small. Small businesses, they've got the same things you want or can get them. They've got a vested interest in making sure you're happy with your purchase, and they need your support. So during Christmas, shop small. Shop your local small business. Since I've got Taylor here, well, actually, I want to get to this one story. And it's what we deer hunters deal with every year, and that is the deer seem to disappear this time of the year. I mean, they just poof, they just vanish. And I've seen this in the last couple of weeks. It's a study by the Department of Natural Resources. It was actually published November the 6th. New research sheds light on buck movements related to hunting. It says a recently completed cooperative study between the DNR, Auburn University, and Brosnan Forest will help researchers and hunters better understand buck movements and behavior around food plots and deer stands. According to Charles Ruth, he's the Deer and Turkey Program Coordinator for DNR. This is one of a series of cooperative studies conducted in South Carolina made possible by revenue associated with deer hunters' participation in antlerless deer tag programs. Clint McCoy, he conducted the study while working on his PhD at Auburn University under the director's direction of Dr. Steve Ditchkoff. The study was conducted on the Brosnan Forest Conference Center, which is owned by Norfolk Southern Railway, located in Dorchester County. According to Josh Ragland, he's the general manager of Brosnan Forest, the property is actively managed for timber and wildlife and has been involved in deer research with Auburn University and DNR for a number of years. McCoy's study involved capturing bucks and fastening GPS collars around their necks. During the three-year study, about 40 bucks were captured with approximately 10 bucks in each range class from 1.5 to 4.5 years old. The GPS units were programmed to record a location every 30 minutes, and over the course of the study, more than 115,000 locations were recorded. Hunters often wonder, and I do this, I read this and I was like, wow, answers a lot of questions for me. Hunters often wonder about the size of a buck's home range and how far they move. McCoy found that although home ranges varied among bucks, the average range was only 350 acres. which is relatively small and most likely due to the high quality habitat at Brosnan Forest, which you could say most of South Carolina probably qualifies as high quality habitat, except for the pine forest. Although some hunters believe that older bucks move more than younger bucks, there were no statistical differences in home range size based on age. Also, as you would expect, said McCoy, buck movement increased from an average of about 2.5 miles a day during the pre-rut to about 3.5 miles per day during the rut. So even with relatively small home ranges, bucks still moved considerable distances on a daily basis related to breeding. I wonder how big an area that buck ran the other morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he crossed Highway 101 at least once. The study also looked at the impact of hunting pressure on buck movements and tested the notion often held by hunters that older bucks are smarter than young bucks. McCoy said to do this, we created harvest zones around each deer stand on the property, with a buffer representing the area around each stand in which a hunter could see and harvest a deer. Using daytime GPS locations, since hunting doesn't take place at night, we found that all bucks, regardless of age, responded negatively to increased hunting pressure. By late November, the chances of a buck entering the harvest zone during daylight hours were only a quarter of what they were when the season started. On the other hand, McCoy said, bucks of all ages actually increased their use of food plots as the season progressed. However, this increase in use was at night. Finally, we looked at the question of how long after a stand is hunted do bucks continue to show avoidance for the area. This would be an interesting question to ask him. Do the bucks have any interaction with the hunter, or is it just the smell and the presence of a somebody being in the woods? Based on the data, it appears that buck avoidance of a stand lasts about 3 days. Following hunting, however, even after 5 days, they were not as likely to visit the site as they were before the stand was even hunted. The bottom line is that the more a stand is hunted, the less likely bucks are to pass through the area during daytime. Pretty interesting. For hunters, it is best to be unpredictable when choosing your hunting... second page. Hunting locations. Charles Ruth with DNR added, Clinton did a great job on this project, and we are recently began work with Dr. Ditchkoff at Auburn University and the folks at Brosnan Forest to initiate a similar study to monitor adult female deer using GPS technology to better understand their movements and behaviors during the hunting and breeding seasons. So there you have it. You got to mix it up a little bit, boys. Whether you interact with them or not, a lot of bucks will know you're there before you have a clue they're there. And they react. So, well, real quick, we got about a minute here before we got to start wrapping this thing up. And since Taylor's here with me, all right, you've got a minute. See the clock?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got a minute. Tell me about Saturday duck hunt.
Well, 4:30 in the morning, I was surprised I got up because I didn't get to sleep till about 12 that night.
Whoa.
And so when he woke me up, I was just...
Yes, she was.
And so I got up, got dressed. And
who wasn't wanted to stay home, though?
Oh, you did.
I wanted to stay home.
So I woke myself up. I started smacking myself, wake up, wake up, wake up. And so we loaded in the car, headed to Lauren's. And when we got there, we unloaded. We
had Sophie with us.
Oof, I can't believe she didn't freeze. And so, we duck hunted, we got, what was it? We got a goose.
Big goose.
Yeah, huge.
And that was Sophie's first goose.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little difficult time with that thing. It was a little much for her, but she got it. She got it. Yeah, she found a way to get a hold of it and bring it back.
And then we got a black duck, and it was banded.
You know, in 22 years of duck hunting, I've killed one other banded bird, and that black. And it's going to be mounted.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time, didn't we?
We did.
Made a lot of memories, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, we're close to the end. So, Chuck Norris for this week. For those of you who drive like that next stoplight isn't going to stop you too. If you're driving down the road and think Chuck Norris just cut you off, you'd better thank your lucky stars it wasn't the other way around. I mentioned earlier a bill to change the cost of the duck stamp has passed the House and Senate and is waiting on the signature. $15 to $25. I heard a bunch of people complaining already. that it's too expensive. They're going to quit duck hunting. I say, if $10 is all it takes to get you to quit duck hunting, let me show you the door. Hasn't gone up since 1991. Yeah, modest increases would have been better. But anyway, next Saturday, we're going to have the Ducks Unlimited man in Washington on the show to talk about the history. Duck stamp turned 80 this year. And all that those funds do, not only for the ducks, but for the wildlife that benefits from conservation projects funded by duck hunters. Remember, when you're out there Christmas shopping, think small business. Of course, there's James. Make that Christmas list out with care. Make a list of things to do outside of the Christmas break. Be careful when you're out there. Make some memories. Don't forget the camera. I'll see you next week.